Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 20th and our Bible reading portion is from the first epistle of Peter, chapters 4 and 5. The steps to victory in our fight against Satan. We read in 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8 and 9 like this. The words of Apostle Peter, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." The story of humankind reveals that Satan has played a prominent part in bringing a rift between God and man by planting doubt and allurement in the minds of Eve and Adam in the Garden of Eden. In this passage, Apostle Peter wants us to be aware about the attacks of our enemy Satan. Peter tells us that Satan wants to devour us by winning us over to his ways, just like he did in the Garden of Eden. He does it very effectively by polluting the truth of God's word and trying to deceive us. As God's children, we should adopt the following seven steps in our lives very seriously if we have to be victorious in our everyday fight against Satan. Number one, recognize our enemy. God's word is very clear that our enemy is not any human being, but Satan and his forces. Number two, be on high alert and be watchful always. Number three, recognize that our enemy is not really powerful as he appears, because Peter describes Satan like a roaring lion. Number four, put on the whole armor of God. The way we can resist the attack of Satan is to put on the whole armor of God through integrating truth, righteousness, preparation of the gospel of peace, faith and salvation in our personal lives. We also have the word of God to attack Satan and prayer to empower us. Number five, resist the attack of the enemy. When Satan attacks us, we should not keep silent, but rather resist his attacks through prayer and God's word. Number six, be aware that Satan attacks every child of God in the same manner, and we should be rest assured that we are not the only ones whom Satan attacks and persecutes. Number seven, seek God's help as we draw closer to him. Ultimately, it is God alone who will give us the victory over the attacks of Satan. When we humble ourselves in the sight of God, he will lift us up. We should submit ourselves to God, draw near to him so that he will draw near to us. We can then lean upon his strength, as he is greater than our spiritual enemy and he alone will make us victorious in the end. Today, let us cling to God, dwell in his secret place and under his shadow in order to resist the attack of Satan in our lives.